Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Wednesday morning edition, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our police, our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thank you so very much for doing what you're doing. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, for more. Now, joining us in hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, an interesting story just popped up from the AP here. The state of California gave prisoners in jail unemployment benefits.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, it's crazy in California. I'm not surprised about that.
That's not legal, though.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be a major challenge to that then.
Well, I doubt it. It's California.
Yeah, true.
Right?
It is true.
I mean, by the way, what's going on out there in Los Angeles? You live just up there, just outside of that fringe. Well, what's going on?
That's right. Yeah, we're south of L.A. We're in Orange County, but up in L.A., there's of course, these COVID restrictions. Pretty much everybody in California is under the purple tier, which means there's all kinds of restrictions. But in Orange County, I'll set it up this way. In Orange County, you can't have dine-in restaurants, but you can have outdoor dining, or you could pick up. You could pick up your food. But in L.A., they've shut everything down in terms of having your food at or near the restaurant, even outside. Now it's just takeout, from what we understand. And that's, and evidently that has also survived some challenges to that restriction by the mayor and by the health officer of L.A. County. So, yeah, so if you want to go out and get something to eat, you're going to be either taking it home or taking it back to your car or something like that.
Now, we also have some other news to report, and that is retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Apparently, there are numerous reports out there tonight that the president plans on pardoning him, which I'm not surprised because, unfortunately, that judge who should have been removed from the case a long time ago is still there, and he's waiting for things just to air themselves out to where he can then step back in again and do whatever it is that he wants to do. And General Flynn needs to be let go of this thing he's got hanging over his head. So the president is going to pardon him, and everything will stop, and that judge needs to be removed from office.
Well, what the judge was doing was really abhorrent, and it was just the worst kind of behavior, in the sense that if the charges were dropped by the Justice Department, for example,
right.
That he wanted to sort of keep it going. No, I'm going to bring in these other judges, and we're going to see if there's, you know, any kind of criminal charges that could be.
All of which is unheard of.
Well, exactly. And so, again, if that's not politics infecting.
It was a judge legislating from the bench, something right. that he had no right to do.
Right. Exactly right. So, of course, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has been through so much. He was, had to sell his house, I mean, being financially ruined, all these things. And, of course, they threatened his son, which is why he did the guilty plea. Anybody else would do that, there's no doubt. So President Trump has it within his power to turn off all this stuff about Michael Flynn and really give him his life back. And that's one of the great things vested in the presidential powers.
Now, what do you think about Joe Biden's NSA pick, National Security Advisor pick, Jake Sullivan?
Well, not too much at this point, only because he had some he made some statements about the fake Russian dossier back in 2018. I think as being, quote, perfectly appropriate. So again, this. It brings all that back up again. It was obviously a fake, construct. But now, if we're going to have people come in to these very important positions like the National Security Advisor, it just doesn't bode well.
Well, Representative James Clyburn from South Carolina has said the tent's big enough for Joe Biden to add many more progressives to his team.
Well, he does so, and I'll say this, he does so at his own peril. The progressives, quote unquote, the Bernie Sanders, the AOCs, of that ilk, the squad, for example, I don't think that they're really looking for a seat at the table. I don't think they're really looking to say, well, we have a perspective and we sort of want to integrate our philosophy and sort of come to a meeting of the minds. I don't think it's like that at all. I think that they have a particular ideology. They exist within the Democrat Party as Democrats, but they're not even really Democrats, I think, if I can say that.
All right. Well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to tell you what the Biden campaign loyalists are saying about this administration and all these picks that Biden's made, as well as take your calls. So, Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 right in your hand when you get your windshield replaced and tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. Now, you get a lifetime warranty. You also get $100 put in your hands at the time of the service, and in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. So all you got to do is call 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, you're going to get that $100. And Kyle, what else do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. Talking about Jake Sullivan and about his selection as the National Security Advisor, he was all tied up in the Hillary Clinton stuff and testified before Congress and was linked to a lot of different things that Hillary Clinton was involved in. The servers were part of it. And, I mean, the guy is a snake, and here he is. He's going to be the NSA advisor.
That's right, yeah, National Security Advisor, and he was also a senior foreign policy, as you said, to Hillary Clinton, but he also worked with then-Vice President Biden in the Obama administration. And he had this quote, evidently, regarding the dossier. He says he believed it was perfectly appropriate and responsible if, quote, we get wind, or if people associated with the campaign get wind, that there may be real questions about the connections between Donald Trump, his organization, his campaign, and Russia. Well, guess what? There seems to be some pretty good real questions about what happened in this election, but there's nothing to see here. And but it just goes to show the amount that politics really does play in something as ridiculous as the Russian dossier.
Well, Something else that's ridiculous is General Mattis has come out and said we need to get rid of the America First policy. That has been bantered about a little bit, and it sounds like as if Joe Biden's going to do that, which is a big mistake. And in the meantime, retired NSA advisor, former NSA advisor, H.R. McMaster, said it's going to be a disaster for Joe Biden if he returns to the Iran deal the way it was under Obama. And it looks like that's where they're going.
Well, that's exactly where they're going. I think day one is after the inauguration, he'll run back to the White House, and one of the first phone calls he'll make will be to Iran. Now, President Trump, of course, in his campaign, sort of told a different story. He said day one, the first call he would get would be from Iran, you know, and of course we'd have very, very different outcomes with how things will go with Iran. But if they do a return to the same Iran deal, this very, very badly constructed deal, it means one thing, Captain. It means all the progress we've seen, the most progress we've seen in 25 years, a quarter century, is likely to go down the tubes, and the Middle East will begin to erupt again because Iran will be essentially able to go on, I don't want to say unchecked, but they will have, let's say, a much better environment in which to expand their influence. And all those countries that are making peace with Israel right now and coming to good terms with Israel, it can throw everything into a tailspin. And Biden knows this. He's got to know it.
Now, I just saw one of the weirdest things I think I ever saw. They were talking about on TV here, talking about the California restaurant shutdown, and where some governor or somebody in one of the cities said that they had to have a mask over their face even when they ate.
Yeah, I think that might be the county, I'm just trying to recall here, it might be the county health officer, Dr. Ferrer, I think, and saying, yes, you know, even if people are together and have masks over their face and all that, it's still bad to gather together like that, or it can be risky, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, one restaurant came up with an idea. It was a hood with a shield over the front, which left an area exposed to where you could actually take a fork and stick it up in your mouth.
And
that was their answer to the deal, and apparently it's perfectly acceptable, and they can't do anything about it. So you got to wear a hood with a shield on the front of it if you want to eat in a restaurant.
It's getting weirder and weirder. I'm surprised that Gavin Newsom doesn't want to issue us all space helmets or something. I mean, then that would seem to take care of it if everybody had their space helmet on or something. But all kidding aside, this is, you know, we've got kids that are even attending school right now, Captain. We're not hearing these big stories about people getting infected at school or these kinds of things. So these restrictions seem to be going a lot farther than they ever really need to be. We're not learning to live with this virus at all, and people are losing their livelihoods as a result of that.
Yeah, and then they're giving unemployment benefits to prisoners in the prisons.
Yep, well, sure.
Wonderful.
Because it's upside down, wrong is right, that kind of deal.
Now, how about the churches? Because I understand that one reverend made national television because he actually technically made his church into a strip club by taking off his tie and unbuttoning his shirt.
That's right. So this is up in Thousand Oaks. This is Pastor Rob McCoy. He's the senior pastor at Godspeed Calvary Chapel up in Thousand Oaks. And you're right, they even played that famous piece of music.
From the stripper?
The stripper, exactly.
Oh.
He took off his tie and swung it around a few times, and therefore they hopefully would then qualify. In a crazy world, Captain, where strip clubs are okay to be open, but churches can't be open. And this all started, by the way, with Governor Huckabee sort of talking about this and this pastor took Governor Huckabee.
That's because strip clubs are essential, churches are not.
Well, exactly. And we see exactly where a lot of these the politicians, seem to be.
Yeah, and that's not me saying that, folks. That's the states saying that.
That's right. That's right. And honestly, I mean, to be able to have these kinds of things shut down is not right.
Did you see what New York Governor Cuomo did about his Thanksgiving plans?
No, but I do know he got the Emmy, but what about his plans?
Well, he was going to have his mother and a couple of his daughters in for Thanksgiving and have a nice family get-together and all that stuff. And he went, oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's such a not a great idea. I'm going to do something different now. We're not going to do that. You want to bet? I'll bet he still does it.
Well, again, politicians a lot of times will give lip service to
who's going to issue him citation?
Nobody. That's right. That's right. Well, they might give him another Emmy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in Seattle yesterday, talk about stupid is as stupid does. The Seattle City Council, and hello to you folks up there listening in Seattle, okayed the budget with a 20% police cut in it, where 100 police officers are going to have to be let go by the end of the year.
And what's that going to do to crime?
The high crime level? It's going to make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, and how about this? You call 911. And you get the recording. We're sorry. The police have left the building, basically. It's not funny. We make jokes about it, trying to understand the absurdity of it all, but we can't understand it because it's just patently absurd.
Yeah. And I'm going over here to, let's see here. I'm going over here to One News Now. There was a story here that caught my attention. Oh, okay. The Biden loyalists, Biden supporters are saying, what are you doing? You're loading up your cabinet with Obama people. You're just going to be the next Obama administration. And he says, this will not be the third term of the Obama administration. Really? It's really looking like it to me.
Well, exactly. I think there's a major influence over the incoming, so to speak, Biden administration. This is just my wild speculation, Captain. That's completely just off the top of my head. And that is, I think that in order to get Obama's full support, I think they needed to add Kamala Harris onto the ticket, because I think she's the favorite of the Obamas. And handpicked, exactly. And so I think this is the logical outgrowth of all that, and their influence will be there. Biden is kind of precarious, you know, and I think that the way that the Democrat power elite may even be looking at him is maybe not as a very, very strong incoming president. I think they all have their designs, and they want to get what they want out of this.
All right, here comes the music, and when we come back, folks, more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more, and Kathy's going to give us the phone number. So, Kathy, go right ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why Shaka?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released, the focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week of December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The makers of OxyContin have admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to three federal charges, admitting it impeded efforts to combat the addiction crisis. Purdue also admitted they had lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drug away from the black market. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. And the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Now, since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won $1 billion for its clients. Now, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, Florida, and St. Pete, here's something that you need to know.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
And Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, you had a question about the chat room. What was it?
Well, that's right, Captain. You know, everybody listening, they can get into the chat room because that's where a lot of people are tonight, and we're talking back and forth. And I think, Captain, all they need to do is go to Facebook, obviously, in the Facebook chat room called the Captain's Group.
That's it.
And do they need to like the page first, or can they just request to be put in the chat?
Well, if they like the page, it'll automatically come to us, and then we automatically put them in there. But if they don't, then they have to go do it themselves manually.
Okay, that's right. And so then we'll see that. We'll put you in the chat room, and you can join the party.
Yep.
Yep.
Who is Dr. Robert Epstein?
Let's see. Refresh my memory on that. His name is very familiar.
Well, his comment for the second time is about Google. And apparently he's a researcher, and he said that Google shifted a minimum of 6 million votes in 2020 from wherever they went to Joe Biden, shifted 6 million votes.
Well, that's explosive.
From the right side to the dark side.
That's right. That's a huge, it's a huge statement. Well, we know that through search engine response and these kinds of things, they believe that they can influence, shall we say, votes and perceptions. That's most important there. So, this is an explosive comment, no doubt.
Now, the other thing is the Mueller investigator, Andrew Weissman. Remember him?
Right, yeah.
Kind of has a bone to pick with Donald Trump most of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has called for the Biden Department of Justice to prosecute President Trump.
Well, of course, this is all part of the, you know, we're going to get you last kind of thing. And I don't think the American people really have the stomach for that. It might be something on different news channels, for example, that might want to continue to gin up a lot of stuff about Donald Trump, hoping to maintain ratings and so forth. Because let's face it, Biden is kind of boring in that regard. I think that would be a godsend to them. But of course, you know, to go after him for what?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, you know what? A Russian collusion? Oh, wait a minute. Didn't they impeach him already? But
No, that was the Flynn thing, Russian collusion. By the way, that came from Jake Sullivan.
Yep.
He falsely stood up there when he was talking about, well, I'm going to do unlike my predecessor, Michael Flynn, when he was appointed, he was guilty of Russia collusion. No, he wasn't.
No, of course he wasn't. Oh, and by the way, Captain, Wally just chimed in the chat room, and he said, just reminding us here, the chat room is open 24/7, and it keeps up with the latest all day long. So that's another great reason for people to join in the chat room.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the other thing about Jake Sullivan is the pick of Jake Sullivan to be the NSA director is tied to Hillary's email scandal, remember?
Yep.
And the dossier that he said was, the dossier's okay, it's acceptable.
Yeah, it was perfectly appropriate or something is what he said.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but again, so all that's coming back. That has been completely debunked.
Uh-huh.
For as many times as you could possibly do that, but that's how they think. They believe that they continue to say these kinds of things, and they're not going to get challenged on it. And really, I think one of the most interesting things, Captain, I think it'll be detrimental, but it'll be, of course, one of the most interesting things to see how this plays out, is the marriage of the media and the political party here. This is a really, really big deal. Biden said something earlier when he was introducing his national security team. He said, they're going to tell me what I need to know, not what I want to know. Another apparent dig at Trump, obviously. But wait a minute, if we don't have an investigative media that's not going to tell us what we need to know as the American mm-hmm. people, that's not going to bode well. Not at all.
Now, I don't drink, so this really doesn't involve me, but for the folks in Pennsylvania, Thanksgiving is a holiday where many times they get together and they enjoy a cocktail with the families and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And Pennsylvania Democrats have done something very strange. As of tonight, they've outlawed all liquor sales on Thanksgiving over the weekend.
Wow. Is it because, is this for bars or liquor sales altogether, do we know?
Everybody.
Wow.
Because they don't want groups to get together.
Get together and have a drink on Thanksgiving, evidently.
Well, as I said, I don't drink, so I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Well, at least they didn't ban turkeys, I guess. But again, these
gobble.
That's right. Well, these kinds of things seem to be a pretty big government overreach. They could make other kinds of restrictions and so forth. But these emergency powers are really being pushed to the limit. And Captain, how easy is it for a government to give back its emergency powers? Once the so-called, whatever the emergency is passes, sometimes it's not easy.
Well, I don't know. And by the way, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, a Republican governor in Maryland, Governor Hogan, he is Republican, but I think he's a rhino. he announced the deployment of high-visibility coronavirus compliance units.
Really? I wonder what do they look like? They don't have black helicopters with them, do they?
It might be Ghostbusters for all I know, because they're going to go out and make sure, well, there can't be any large parties or can't be any large gatherings. They're going to be roaming the neighborhoods.
You know, again, this is really something. The idea of, you know, what kind of a country is it when you're going to have something like this, or if you have, you know, turning your neighbors. You know, they had some people over for Thanksgiving and drop a dime, as they used to say. I mean, the connotation of all this is very, very distasteful. You know, people, Captain, can be safe. They understand, I think, by and large, the seriousness of COVID-19, all these things. But they also, I think, don't want the government to be completely telling them what to do literally every second of the day about this. Especially when they've already been locked down for months and months and months.
Be glad you're not in Belgium, because in Belgium, the police will knock on doors at Christmas time to enforce the coronavirus rules and make sure that there are not people gathering in their homes.
Well, I heard something similar, if I'm not mistaken, something similar in the UK as well. How do you even answer that kind of thing? It just seems to be so unprecedented, so far out of our experience, for this kind of a medical issue, that I think people are just dumbfounded by it.
And by the way, there was a pardon yesterday at the White House. It was the White House turkey.
Yes, the turkey, he made it. That's good. He'll go off to live with the petting zoo or something.
And did you hear what the reporter yelled at President Trump as he turned his back and walked away?
Yeah, something about, are you going to pardon yourself?
Yeah, he says, do you plan on pardoning yourself, Mr. President?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'll even do a Joe Biden right here. Come on, man, let him pardon the turkey. And, you know, let's have some sense of normalcy at all in all this. And, but you have the reporters, and again, I think they think they just have nothing to lose at this point.
Well, two can play this game, and I'm telling you, these reporters that think that they're standing in high cotton, you don't need to buy their papers, number one. You don't need to go to their websites, number two. You don't need to watch their television shows, number three. And I would suggest you do all three of those, and you find the alternatives that are out there where you can go and not be bothered or harassed and be welcomed with the news you're going to see there.
Right. And again, this marriage of the media, many in the media, to a political party or ideology is very concerning.
And you can go to our chat room, the Captain's Group, on Facebook all day long, and there's constant upgrades of stories going on in there. I'll guarantee you that one. All right, coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, who lives up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch that's right there. And they stable a bunch of horses and teach a bunch of horseback riding things, equestrian, western, and all that stuff. And she gets out there too on the competitive trail just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, stop by, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then don't forget to join the Drivers Club, too. Get those points for the fuel that you buy at the pump, the food you get inside, and whatever you buy in the trucker store. And here we go.
Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
But man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song.
All righty, that's a little Kid Rock, and that's all summer long. And by the way, Kyle, what'd you say about Michigan?
Oh, well, that's my wife is from Michigan. So.
All right. Well, yeah. Ask her if she remembers those days.
Well, yeah, and I like that song a lot. It's got the Skinner in it, and then also it's got the refrain. It sounds a little bit like Werewolves of London as well. So it's a pretty great song from Kid Rock.
Yeah, and let's take a look at the weather here right now, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. The active weather is going to be moving from the central part of the United States into the Northeast today and tomorrow, with isolated strong to severe thunderstorms that may occur across parts of the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. Now, snow may cause some hazardous travel in the interior Northeast, especially around the lee shore of the lakes, Erie and Ontario, and in the higher elevations up in New England as we move into Thursday. Now, a cold front will bring rough surf, winds, rain, and mountain snow from the Pacific Northwest into the Northern Rockies through Thursday. And Kyle, what's going on out west tonight?
Well, Captain, out west here in California, in the Central Valley, if you're heading up or down California 99, heading through the Fresno area, and also if you're heading up or down the Interstate 5 freeway, you're going to be in a freeze watch area from Bakersfield all the way up to just about south of Modesto. Of course, the agriculture there is going to be affected by that. We hope that they're able to weather that. Then we've got a wind advisory in the Bakersfield area, and this is out in the Mojave Desert near Ridgecrest as well, also near Edwards Air Force Base. Fire weather watch coming down from Ventura and Oxnard all the way to San Bernardino and south to the Mexican border here, and so we might have a little bit of danger in that regard. Still should have some cool temperatures, especially for Thanksgiving Day in this area. Wind advisory just south of Las Vegas, and that goes down a little bit west of Kingman, but it does encompass Laughlin and Bullhead City. So if you're coming across I-40 or 95 as it is, you're going to encounter that wind advisory there. Also, high wind advisory up near Cheyenne, or high wind warning, I should say, mm-hmm. north of Cheyenne and in Wyoming. High wind watch, and this is going to be in the Casper mm-hmm. area as well tonight. And in Montana, still got some cold temperatures, and Missoula, I think, might see some snow on Thanksgiving Day.
All righty. Well, moving over to the east, the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, you got some thunderstorm watches and warnings and flooding going on there. That also takes you over into Joplin, Missouri. Also, the northwestern corner of Louisiana along I-20, some weather there. Got some developing system of some sort, the eastern part of Arkansas, the northern part of Mississippi, and about halfway across Tennessee, where we can see not only winds but also thunderstorms developing during the course of the evening as this front makes its way across. Now, this is the cold versus the warm again. Got some winds in the central part of Kentucky, and on I-35 all the way from the Missouri line straight north all the way to the Twin Cities and beyond, you have got dense fog. So be advised of that. It's going to take you a while to get from point A to point B if you're going up and down I-35. Also, the dense fog advisory continues over into Duluth, Minnesota, and over into the western and central part of Wisconsin, and some wind warnings up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin tonight. We've got snow developing in the northern part of Michigan. That's going to continue to develop during the course of the day as the winds turn around and blow off the lake, which means lakeshore snow coming in, lake effect snow. And that's pretty much what we got. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and join me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we'll jump right into the fray now with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, what's the Trump campaign up to? What's Plan B now?
Well, there's a big, huge challenge certainly going on in Georgia and Pennsylvania. And I will say that Sidney Powell is apparently dropping the Kraken today for only the state of Georgia.
Right.
And she has said that it's a massive document that is full of evidence. So we will see where that necessarily goes. But she, it is probably the groundwork. It will be interesting to take a look at this when it comes out, because it will likely be the architecture for what she does in other states. And she clearly says that she's going to do the same in other states. She still has people that are coming forward, people that are much closer to the actual nefarious activities that were going on the front lines.
Yep.
So I'm very, very anxious to see this filing.
Okay. And when we come back after the top of the hour, folks, we'll tell you what the Trump campaign said they're up to. And when you hear about this one, it kind of all makes sense as to what Sidney's doing, because there's three states involved, not two. And they're going to the state legislatures, which they can do. And we'll see what happens there. And then we've also got some information about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and what may or may not be happening there. There's several reports tonight. It originated with Axios. Fox picked it up. Newsmax picked it up. One America News picked it up. So we'll see where all that's going. And then, of course, Denise, you wrote an article again yesterday, didn't you?
No.
All right, day before. You wrote an article. I got it here somewhere. I was going to take a look at that and talk about that, because we never did get to talking about that in the scheme of things. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from Founders Code, so don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.